Hi, this is Tom Kenny, author of Nice Talking With You. When you're learning English, remember, you'll probably use it with other non-native English speakers just like you. So it makes sense to practice listening to the global voices, how people from Europe, Africa, Asia, and Latin America sound when they're speaking English.
Global voices.
Nice talking with you. Global voices.
Global voices.
I think it's important to respect the diet of other cultures because different people from different places of the world have different ways they're raised and different things they eat. And if you're not accustomed to that one specific way of eating or living, then you should just respect it, because if other people came to your country, you would want them to respect the way that the way you live or your culture or way of eating.
I think what we eat and drink may indirectly affect the environment. I don't think this effect is a large one. In some sense, if we were to consume far too much, then the animals in that environment may decrease in number.
I think what we decide to eat and drink affects the environment. For instance, eating a pound of meat consumes a lot more water than eating a pound of other vegetables. So technically, it's better for the environment if we stop eating meat.
I think eating healthy food does not mean that we are not allowed to eat any snacks or chips or, I don't know, cookies, for example. Of course we can do that. Sometimes if we eat like 3 packs of chips at the same time, at once, of course this is not very good for us. I think we can eat cookies and chips like every day, just in small amounts.
Global voices.
People everywhere have something to say, and English is the international tool they use to say it. Global Voices gives you a chance to hear English the way people around the world use it. Get more practice listening to the global varieties of English at nicetalkingwithyou.com.